If a high-profile government-appointed, special mediator, can't get a deal done, Metro Vancouver Transit supervisors say they will walk off the job again, for 3 days, on February 3. If we don't have a tentative agreement by 12:01 a.m. February 3, CUPE 4,500 members will be withdrawing services for 72 hours, stated Liam O'Neill, spokesperson for CUPE 4,500, representing over 180 transit supervisors at Coast Mountain Bus Company, a subsidiary of the South Coast British Columbia Transportation Authority, known to commuters as TransLink. The strike notice comes hours after the BC government appointed Vince Reddy as a special mediator who will get both parties at the negotiating table for 6 days. Should a deal not be reached, Reddy will provide a report to Minister of Labour Harry Baines, who faces increased pressure to order the supervisors to work after a 2-day strike this week crippled the commute for residents of the metropolitan region. "We are prepared to continue our work with Mr. Reddy. If anyone can help us reach a deal, it's him," said O'Neill. Reddy, notably, had already provided private mediation between the parties before the January 22 shutdown. The company and union have been without a contract since December 31, 2022. The union has said the company did not begin negotiations until last fall. The company says its offer is substantial and in line with other deals with unions. According to the company, supervisors have been offered a 13.5% increase over 3 years, starting from January 1, 2023, when the old 3-year contract expired. That brings a transit supervisor's salary to $104,886, from $92,415. The company says the union's offer is a 25% increase, to a salary of $115,477. The company said Wednesday, after supervisors returned to work at 3 a.m., that it welcomes Reddy's engagement. "We hope the union will not resume any job action while the special mediator is doing his work. CMBC is committed to working closely with the special mediator in the coming days. As such, CMBC will decline further comment," stated the company. For its part, the union was more specific after Baines announced Reddy's appointment. "If the labor board permits it, CUPE 4500 intends to expand picketing sites to include other TransLink locations as part of the possible February 3 action," the union said. "This picketing will include SkyTrain stations and other operations," noted O'Neill. "If the option is open to CUPE 4500, we will be picketing SkyTrain operations in addition to Coast Mountain. This will effectively shut down all buses, the C-Bus, and all SkyTrain lines for 3 days," said O'Neill in a statement to media Wednesday. "We are running out of options with Coast Mountain and TransLink. CUPE 4500 members have been more than patient, and the union has done all it can to get the fair deal our members deserve." Bridget Anderson, Greater Vancouver Board of Trade President and CEO, called on the leadership of CUPE 4500 to publicly commit that there will be no further disruptions to services during the mediation process. "In the 2 days services were shut down, we heard from countless businesses of the economic harm resulting from 300,000 people that use the bus and C-Bus not being able to get to and from work and move effectively around the region," said Anderson. Reddy's report will provide Baines with non-binding recommendations. Baines, whose governing caucus is generally aligned with unions, could order the supervisors back to work as essential workers. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca.